B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Let's get right to it. Your day in 30 seconds. Your weekend, Roy. Time's up. Loren, what do you got?
All right. Well, we put up our big Christmas tree, our 15-foot Christmas tree yesterday. Literally scrapes my ceiling.
I saw your story. It looked like you had your brother on the ladder, on a very wiggly ladder at the top, putting the angel on.
Yep. I made him pretty much set up the whole thing. It was three boxes, seven pieces.
Loren, I love you, and I'm a big fan of Christmas, but that thing's too big.
That's what Dallas said.
Take it down a
notch. No.
Time's up.
No.
I went to Harris Teeter on Friday night to get some items. And a Porsche, this Porsche car that looked like a spaceship car, backed out of its spot and sat right in the middle of the lane in between the two, you know, parking left, parking right, and just sat there. And I'm like, I want your spot, so can you move? With that, this father and son walk up past my car, and next thing you know, they...
You're running out of time.
They got in?
I can't tell you what happened next. We're out of time. It's our new formula here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. We were told by our consultant who listens to the show that your day in 30 seconds goes way beyond 30 seconds. He goes, do you time it? I go, no, nobody in here has a timer. What are you, nuts? Do we time?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Too many thoughts.
Oh, man. No, we will get into everybody's weekend, and we'll find out what happened. I did something to Amanda this weekend because I threw a big surprise party for her, so I'll give you the details on that. Producer Nicole might do a turkey drop at Thanksgiving. We're going to get into that at 7:50. Roy's now a Plaza Midwoodian.
Sure. A Wooder. Or a Plaza.
We got to find out what we call you, dude.
Okay.
But first, we need a Monday morning song.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Whew. It's a short week.
So
we could have played a short song because we don't need a full song to get us through the full week.
Oh, gotcha.
Right.
Roy is exhausted, boy.
I'm so exhausted. Muscles hurt. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk this long.
Well, we're going to talk about, we're going to give you a full segment about your move.
Not about my move.
Okay.
It's just a funny part that happened over
the weekend.
Is that I was talking up this steakhouse to my dad, like the best steaks. And as a big thank you for helping me, I want to get you the best steak in Charlotte. And we get there, and like, he likes his medium rare. And everyone's steak was well done. It's that funny thing when you overhype something.
Oh, yeah.
And like everyone has the expectation of the most amazing meal ever. I had that moment this weekend.
Oh,
that was pretty funny where it was like, oh, this meal sucked.
Was it an expensive restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they took the steaks off.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, steak cooking must be tough because people are so picky about it because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And you want to cook your way.
I've never had this place, though, do it wrong. It's a little strange.
Jokingly, we jumped into our weekend in 30 seconds. Yeah. So, Loren, I did see that you put up that giant Christmas tree. How many boxes did that come in?
Three boxes, seven pieces.
Oh, my gosh.
And her brother's here. And when her brother comes to visit, he becomes...
My workhorse.
Maybe, yeah. He becomes the maintenance man of the house.
Which, by the way, if you could spare him for a few hours today, I've got some things to do.
That kid needs the money. He's moving to L.A.
That's true.
So your tree's up. It looks good outside illumination.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. After Thanksgiving. So I really wasn't even allowed to put the 15-foot tree up, but because I ordered the 15-foot and the 12-foot, I needed to know which one I was keeping.
Where's the 12-foot?
It's not going up.
It's not big enough.
No, it's not big enough. So we put up the 15-foot to see if it was too big, and we decided we were going to keep it. No, we're keeping that one.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we're just going to leave that up and not decorate it until after Thanksgiving.
Okay, post a picture of your tree up at the MRL show on our story so people can go see it.
It's ridiculous.
I like the picture of Vin on the ladder. But yeah, anyway, so seriously, dude, it was the craziest thing. This Porsche backs out of its spot, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, is there even anybody in the driver's seat? I'm like, what's going on here? And next thing you know, the father and son walk up behind me, and like he walks past my driver's side window, and he's like, sorry, and he gets into the car. It's one of those self-driving cars.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, backed out of the spot. And I think he would have brought it to him, but... like, I think maybe he was afraid to go around my car.
Sure.
Like, what teeter were you at that there was a self-driving Porsche?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Which neighborhood do you live in where Porsches just show up to Harris Teeter?
Clearly, the guy was in the wrong area. Yeah. He must have been coming home from work. It was the new one at Ray Farms over off by Waverly on Providence Road, you guys. Like, if you're not in the outer, if you're in the outer counties, it's like right off of 485. It's Ballantyne area. So, I don't know. It was like, I was like, oh, this is the bougiest thing I've ever seen.
That's the Longview HT.
Meanwhile, in my neighborhood, yeah. I actually appreciate the fact there's some random dude just standing on the corner. it's shady as all, but I'm like, you know what? I need to keep it a little bit real. I like it.
All right. Up next, we're going to tell you guys the smartest state in the country is out. The safehome.org did a whole thing where they wanted to find out which was the smartest state. We'll tell you the formula. And one of the Carolinas is in the top five. Is it north or south?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I mean, they didn't kiss, but they came as close as possible. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's Mandy, Ryan, Loren. I love the look on Taylor Swift's face, too, while she was watching them perform that song live. She was like, are you guys going to kiss? Or like, we were all at the edge of our seats.
As long as it wasn't that sloppy kiss they posted on social media. That was great.
No, this was like, it was like romantic, man. All right, so which state is the smartest in the country? That's question number one that's going to be answered here in 2 seconds. And then which state is smarter? Because you know we have a rivalry with the Carolinas here. Is it North or South Carolina? Well, Safe Home did a report. And they found out the smartest states in the U.S. using a formula that considers the percentage of adults with college degrees and high school diplomas, along with the highest median SAT or ACT scores. With that in mind, they determined that the smartest state in the United States, does anybody want to take a guess at this? You got 50 shots.
I know for a fact it's not Florida.
Okay.
I'm going to say Massachusetts.
It is a northeast state.
I figured.
I am proud to say the smartest state in the country is New Jersey.
No way. Oh,
have they ever been?
Fellow New Jerseyans, unite. And I think that number went way up after I moved out of the state. They got a score of 337.8 combined. All those elements I gave you combined. Now, which is the smarter Carolina? I'll let you guys guess this. North or South Carolina?
I think it's North.
Okay. I'll go to the opposite side. South.
South Carolina? Yeah. Loren is smarter than Roy. North Carolina came in the top five.
Oh, in the nation?
In the nation. Number four with a 285.3 score. South Carolina way back in the 40s with a 192.3 score.
And the Carolina Wars begin. Well, we continue.
I mean, North Carolina, we are the better drivers. Now we're the smarter state. We're on top.
Were we the better drivers? Yeah.
But I love your beaches.
Yeah, I know.
And I love your palm trees, and I love your frugal McDougal right across the border.
Hey, amen to that.
I love your cheaper taxes. Jeez, I'm moving.
Talk yourself into that.
We'll put the whole list up at kiss95.1.com. You can find your home state there. Loren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
I got all the big winners from the AMAs. Plus, I'll tell you what two stars crashed a wedding in Cabo San Lucas. Coming up in the dirty in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
So the AMAs went down last night in Los Angeles. And of course, I don't think any of us were surprised by this, but Taylor Swift was the big winner of the night. She grabbed 5 trophies. including the Knights Big Award Artist of the Year. And she did perform a lot of her old songs. Did you? You didn't stay up that late?
No, I fell asleep during Green Day.
She did a lot of her old songs.
Which, by the way, isn't easy to do because Green Day rocks. Yeah. But I did fall asleep.
The first song was okay. Then they got into the classics. But anyway, during her speech, Taylor Swift speech, she thanked her fans, noting that the last year has been very difficult and even tough at times. Billie Eilish, she nabbed New Artist of the Year.
Beating Lizzo.
Yeah. And, I forgot to mention, Halsey and Camila Cabello were also performing with Taylor when she did her medley.
Who's noticeably missing from the squad on stage?
Selena Gomez. Mm. Selena was actually sitting with Taylor's parents through this whole thing. But after seeing Selena's performance for the opener, I kind of understand why.
I thought last night's AMAs were really good, honestly.
I will defend Selena because I saw audio from a iPhone, like iPhone audio from inside the theater, and her mix sounded 1,000 times better live in person than it did on TV last night.
Yeah, it was a little awkward as an opener.
Yeah. So The Rock and Danny DeVito crashed a wedding in Cabo San Lucas. They were hanging out, doing tequila shots, and then overheard this wedding and decided that they were going to go in.
Isn't that a weird friendship?
Right? So, of course, the bride's jaw dropped and the wedding party went nuts when they came in. And then Danny DeVito gave the groom some really bizarre marriage advice. He said, get a really big house so you don't have to bump into her.
That's like John Travolta and Pitbull being friends. Like, The Rock and Danny DeVito hang out?
And The Rock is also friends with Kevin Hart, which means that he has a height limit that you can only be friends with me if you're under my pecs. If your head reaches my pectoral area, you can be friends with me.
If you're taller than this line, you may not ride.
Yeah.
Okay, and then obviously Frozen 2 is the big winner at the box office this weekend. But we'll talk about that more in the 7:30 Dirty, along with who Justin Timberlake was spotted holding hands with that was not his wife.
Ooh, okay. Roy?
Sir.
Welcome to Plaza Midwood.
I'm now a resident.
He had to move over the weekend. We're going to get an update on how things went. And let's put it this way. His parents were supposed to stay through Thanksgiving, and they're gone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This weekend was the big move. I migrated from Southend to Plaza Midwood.
So does that make you a Plaza Midwoodian?
I don't know. Maybe Plazers?
Plazers?
Wooders?
Woodies?
Plaza Woodies? I don't know. But no, we had, the moving truck come while we were on the radio Friday. And I was like, I felt like the command center orchestrating multiple things at one time.
During every song and every commercial, Roy was on the phone orchestrating something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, leave the truck there, and then I'll get in touch with Sterling, and then now you stand by. Hold on, I got to go back on the air.
I know. The electrician has a question about this, and I have to go do that, and the AT&T's coming out, and Spectrum's coming out, and all these people are happening all at once.
You have to wait. You can wait. You can go.
Your mom and dad came in from out of town, and the plan was your mom came in last week. Almost a week ago to help you pack and then move.
Yeah, and then she left Sunday, but she was supposed to stay through Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I really don't know why. She claims that she wanted me and Sterling to have a night alone in the new house, which is nice, but I still have so much more to do. Like today, I'm cleaning out a refrigerator and breaking down boxes, and then I have a foundation for my bed that I have to put together that's being mailed today or tomorrow, and
do you think when mom said you need time,
I think
you need time alone, she meant like
I need time alone.
I need time alone.
I do. I think I might have been a bit much this weekend.
You were a little extra. Is she going back to Roanoke?
I guess.
And then coming back down on Thursday?
I guess.
You don't even know where she's going?
Because they also have a house in North Carolina. In Eden, like north of Greensboro. Uh-huh. So I don't know which house she's going to. But I guess,
Dad has distracted her from the situation.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was trying to explain to them. I'm like, well, wouldn't it make more sense just to stay? But then Dad's like, well, I got to leave and come back anyway. So I'm doing the driving no matter what. And I'm like, okay, then mom's.
So she was supposed to help you with like a bunch of stuff this week. So now does that just fall on your plate?
Well, but she said we can do that when they come back. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do that on Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah. You'll be cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
So overall, like on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like absolute disaster, 10 saying that the move was flawless, where did you land? Like what number?
Oh, I say like an 8 or a 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, and the issues that did show up.
Because like, you sounded like a different story off the air this morning at 5:10 when we were talking.
Well, because all the disasters that came up, we fixed it. Like okay. we didn't have any hot water. Dad fixed it. But my dad was like handyman U.S. Like he did everything.
Son, let me show you how you fix a broken water heater.
Let me tell you. A
couple taps on the pipe should do it.
Mm. I've never felt so manly than Saturday morning at 8 a.m. walking into that Home Depot and spending $300, man, on all these new homeowner things. I'm like, yeah, how's it going, folks?
I'm with a manly man.
I need a stepladder now, folks.
Get your tool belt.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody who moves into, like, when you move into your first apartment, you get that little toolkit with the tiny little hammer and the little screwdriver. Like Nicole probably has the little toolkit.
Now I'm looking at impact drivers and stud finders.
Yeah,
I needed a J pipe for something in my sink. I don't know why.
You're like, I don't even know what a J pipe is, but I needed it.
get a plunger, dude. Take it from me. Get a plunger and get multiple sponges. You never have enough. Trust me. Counters get dirty so fast.
I know. My dad's like, you're going to probably need this. And I'm like, really? He goes, trust me. You're going to need this. So we just kept loading up the
car. Hey, do you have a garage?
I don't, but I got a shed.
Yeah. So you can keep your lawnmower and stuff in the shed because that's the next thing we're going to do, you and I.
Yeah, man. Well, we got to cut down the tree. We got a lot to do.
You and I have a lot of work to do over there. I'm the king of outside. Husqvarna, by the way, our friends at Lowe's and Husqvarna, two local companies, we're coming for you.
Yeah, man.
We're going to get Roy a nice Husqvarna all-wheel drive mower.
I'm all in.
I'm all in
on home ownership.
I can't wait. Well, congratulations. If you're a Plaza Midwoodian, feel free to text us 704-570-9595 and welcome Roy to your town. Did you meet the neighbors yet?
No, I saw them, but I haven't met them. The kids play basketball, and here's the thing. I've now adapted into an old man. I saw kids playing in the street, and I'm like, the ball's going to hit my car.
Okay, that's tomorrow's show.
Oh my God.
At 7, we're all going to help Roy introduce himself to the new neighbors.
Oh, I'm scared. I don't want to do that.
That's what you got to do, bud. Up next, though, I know Loren is doing this, and thousands of people listening to us right now are going to do the same thing. You're going to host a Thanksgiving dinner. Well, this article says this is what's going to fail if your Thanksgiving dinner is going to fail. It's most likely going to be one of these five things. We'll explain in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So I am hosting Thanksgiving dinner this week, and I thought it was good until I read this article, and now I'm terrified. We found this article that is the biggest Thanksgiving fails revealed. So if your Thanksgiving is going to fail, it's going to be because of one of these things. Okay.
Let me give you some failure music, Loren, to help you as you read these.
Mm-hmm. I think we all expect if there's going to be a fail, it'll do with the turkey. It'll either be burnt or dry. Right. Those are at the bottom of the list.
Well, there's more that could go wrong besides that?
Yeah, there's like 10 things that could go wrong.
Political conversation getting heated?
Not on the list. Oh. If you've ever been at my table, especially with both sides of our family, I'm sure that will happen this year. We've got one strong Republican side and one strong Democratic side.
I mean, my parents were in town helping me over the weekend, and me and Dad had really wonderful conversations about the minimum wage.
These are some of the other things that could go wrong. You could forget to take somebody's food allergies into account. And now that I've read that, my niece is allergic to nuts, and I've got to go back and make sure that nobody has nuts in their dishes because we all divided the dishes up.
Okay.
You could run out of a dish before everybody gets some.
That sucks, especially if it's really good and everybody likes it. You just want to keep feeding it to them.
You could cook something incorrectly. Now, this happened to my mom a couple years ago. Her oven broke, and it wasn't heating to, like, the full amount. So her turkey wasn't getting done. And she's like, I just don't understand. It's been in there for, like, 8 hours, and it's only, like, partially cooked.
So what time was this?
They threw the whole thing away and ended up going to dinner that year. You could have one or more dishes cold by the time you serve it because, you know, you got to prepare things at different times. You could run out of wine Oh, the travesty.
Now, that is traumatic for a lot of people, but let's be honest. It's not happening at Loren's house.
No,
I was
not.
Just there. I was handcuffed to her last Wednesday for 24 straight hours. We were at the chateau, as we call Loren's house, and your wine closet, it's not a cellar, it's a closet, is full.
And those are just the reds. We have two refrigerators upstairs of the whites.
Oh my gosh. In fact, Loren's doing a blowout sale for anyone who needs wine this Wednesday.
You could spill a dish on the floor.
Let me ask you this, because you do have a lot of people coming to the chateau. Where do you have one giant long table? Or are you breaking up a satelliting into different tables? And where will the au pair sit? Does she sit with the kids or with the adults?
So Cash won't eat with us. He'll just sit with us and, like, play on his iPad. He'll eat before. And we only have one other kid.
Okay.
So everybody's kind of intermixed because my niece is, like, 9 or 10 at this point, and she's very self-sufficient, so she'll sit with the adults, and she's probably smarter than half the adults at the table.
Okay.
But we are using our dining room table, and then we got another table, and then I had to rent chairs because we have like 13
people
coming.
Oh my gosh. But see, you guys understand why I ask these questions, because they might seem mundane to you guys and boring, but there's reasons why.
But I have been working on this table design for a month. Like, I have tablecloths, I have runners, I have centerpieces. I ordered more china, which I hope my husband's not listening right now because he would absolutely kill me.
Gosh,
but I was
so
short two plates.
Let's cut to Dallas's car right now. It's okay, buddy. They weren't that expensive.
Dallas, they were. I saw the box. It was this blue color that you see with Tiffany.
So you're all set.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope
what's
so.
Your biggest, like, on that list? Like, what's your biggest concern? Your biggest worry of going wrong?
So I think my biggest fear is because I'm concerned about my turkey, which it always turns out fine, but Dallas's side of the family likes deep fried turkey. So I had to like push my agenda this year to make my turkey as well. And I'm afraid if my turkey doesn't live up to his turkey, then
yeah.
it's over. Yeah.
It's the last
end
time.
Of the champagne bird.
I order my turkey. I got, Max Speed Shop making mine?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only part of Thanksgiving that I actually truly like to make is the turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Lauren. We'll all be thinking about you and your giant table. And, of course, the orchestra will be there playing as normal.
Okay.
Lauren, when do they get to eat? They probably picked up McDonald's on the way here. not my concern. I threw a nice surprise party for my wife on Saturday night, but it almost fell through more than one time. I'll explain.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, my wife threw an epic surprise party for me when I was 35 in Memphis. At an awesome restaurant in downtown Memphis, and I had absolutely, positively no idea. I mean, I walked into the restaurant, and I thought for sure it was going to be me and Amanda to dinner, and then we were going to go out afterwards. And when I walked in, she probably had about 50 or 60 people there for the surprise party. People, coworkers, friends, some friends flew in from out of town, and she planned all this without me knowing a lick.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So, she gets her surprise party this year. Not because she's turning 35, Roy. She's much younger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Wink. She's in the car taking Dean to school. And I wanted to do something special for her. So, I said, I'll buy back. And I planned a surprise. I had her friend Lacey and her husband Adam fly in from Memphis. It's Amanda's best friend. Loren was at the party on Saturday night. Roy, you couldn't make it.
I was moving. I'm sorry.
And Nicole was sick and didn't want to come. Smart move. I know Amanda missed you, but you didn't want to make the party sick, so you stayed home. Yeah. Plus, Amanda's friends from here, my brother. I don't know. There was about 20 of us.
Okay.
That went to a great restaurant, by the way. Give them a free plug, Ilios Noche. Who, by the way, I believe is going to be part of the MRL Show family moving forward in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Great.
But we...
I think as early as next month.
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay. So we had our surprise there, and that is Amanda's absolute favorite restaurant. For those people that don't know, it's a Greek-Italian fusion restaurant. Mm. So it's delicious.
It's amazing.
And they had, like, this back room. And so leading up to it, I had like text chains going with everybody, giving all the details on where to go, what time we would arrive. And then the weather is so bad on Saturday. We're due to be to the restaurant at 7:30. Everybody else was told to be there at 7:15, Roy. So the weather was getting so bad on Saturday, just raining and stuff. We already had childcare. Amanda's like, why don't we just do this?
Oh.
Why don't we just do dinner at like 6:30 and then go see the Mr. Rogers movie?
What?
Yeah. That's what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, well, that's not going to work because 7:30 is when the surprise is going
to
happen.
So what lie did you come up with to maneuver that?
I said, Stratos, the guy who owns Ilios Noche, knows that you like music because I told him, like, hey, we're coming. And so they hired this guy to come and sing that night that he really wants you to see. Like, he didn't hire him for you, but he really wants you to see this band. Okay. And the guy's not going to start playing until 7:30.
Right.
Amanda bought it. But I texted her friend, Shelby, and I said, Shelby,
bring a guitar.
There was a lot of music.
Because the other thing, too, that I kept on the table was that you and me and her were going to go to dinner, and then we were going to meet Loren, you, Nicole, and a whole bunch of other friends out somewhere after dinner.
Oh, okay.
So I said to Shelby, I said, hey, first I said to Amanda, I go, and then the other thing, too, Amanda, is I think we're going to eat dinner, and then we're going to meet up with Shelby. She goes, Shelby's gone this weekend. I already asked her, and I go, oh, good one, Shelby. Shelby told Amanda she was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, then her friend Lacey in Memphis is texting going, what are you going to wear on Saturday night? And Amanda's like, I don't know. She's like, I mean, I know, I know he's taking you to a really nice restaurant. No, she was helping without me even asking because she was like, dress up because all your friends are going to be dressed up at the restaurant.
Gotcha. I thought you meant like she almost busted the whole thing.
No, well, kind of, because she kept saying, and Amanda was like, eventually, Amanda's like, why is Lacey hammering me so hard about Saturday night? I'm like, I don't know, maybe she knows it's a big birthday for you, she wants you to have fun. She goes, okay. So then we get to the restaurant, and it's right in the middle of the absolute hardest rain downpour, the biggest wind gust, and we can't get out of the car. I can't even drop her off out front because she'll get soaked.
No lie, it was raining so hard. I got my hair done that day, and I wore a bonnet into the restaurant. Dallas was so embarrassed. He was like, you are not wearing that thing in here. I was like, oh, I am.
And then
I wish I could have paid to see that.
And anybody who's ever thrown a surprise party knows that the struggle is legit real because... Like, I told everybody to be there at 7:15. Well, Miss Thang over here texts me, and she's like, we're trying to get there. No. Dallas is running late.
Dallas is always running late.
It's a surprise. You can't run late.
I know.
So, you roll in looking like you're from Little House on the Prairie in your bonnet. The horse in the wagon just dropped you off.
Dramatic. Everybody made it. But the point being that, like, I had to stall Amanda back because now it's, like, 7:25 and I'm still home.
Okay.
Because I want everybody to get there. So Amanda's like, our reservations are at 7:30, babe. What are we doing? And I'm like, all right, I got to just go. So I get in the car and I fake that I left my wallet in the house to buy more time.
Oh, my God.
So that's another 5 minutes. Finally, we get to the restaurant. It is pouring rain, so we have to wait.
You've probably had an argument at this point.
No, she was really good. Okay. She was really good. But she notices me texting a lot because I text on the way. Then I text again in the parking lot. We're walking in, and she goes, who are you texting? I was like, my buddy was asking something about sports. We get in. Stratos, the owner's like, I got this nice table for you guys in the back. And then he lays it on thick. He goes, I'm going to close the curtain so you don't have to see anybody. Like, what?
You get like, privacy back there. Like,
we don't need that much.
Close the curtains.
It's like, no one will bother you. You know, I love Stratos. He was just helping out. And then we go back there, open the curtains, and you know, everybody else surprised. And Amanda was surprised for sure. So
funny.
Yeah, and anybody that's thrown a surprise party knows how difficult the struggle is.
Oh, I know.
To keep the secret.
Sure.
You know? So it all worked out, though. So happy birthday to Amanda. And thank you, Loren, for being there. And thank you, Nicole, for not coming.
I wish I was there, friend. And Amanda, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I would have been there if I wasn't moving.
Yeah, she knows. She knows. So it was a lot of fun. Loren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So, of course, I'm going to get you all caught up on the AMAs from last night. But Justin Timberlake was caught holding hands with someone not his wife. And it doesn't look good. I ain't going to lie. I saw the pictures. I'll get you all caught up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. X95.1.
So Justin Timberlake is in the middle of filming a movie called Palmer. And he was out in New Orleans. And these pictures are not good.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Not good.
I'm okay with that.
He was with his co-star of the movie, and they were seen hanging out on a balcony. There's a bunch of drinks on the table. She's got her hand on his leg, and then they're also holding hands in another photo.
Okay.
Now.
You go ahead first,
okay.
And then let me put in my two cents.
Insiders are saying that this was completely innocent and that there's nothing going on with the two. They're just working on this film together.
Was my point, was how does the... We don't know that this isn't a scene from the movie.
I mean, look at all the drinks on
that
the table.
That could be a scene from the movie. It's taken out of context.
Okay. It doesn't look great. Whatever. Like, I hope it's part of the movie. But if I saw somebody doing that to Dallas, and it wasn't part of filming, I know I would be upset. And I know people get really close on set because you're with those people, like, basically 24/7. Mm-hmm. But...
Okay. We'll keep our eye on that.
Yeah. Okay. So last night was the big AMAs in Los Angeles. And, of course, Taylor Swift was the big winner. She walked away with 5 trophies, including Artist of the Year. And she was also the Artist of the Decade. She did a whole medley of songs. She performed If I Was a Man. Then she went back and did Love Story, I Knew You Were Trouble, Blank Spaces, Shake It Off, and then ended with Lover. She also had Camila Cabello and Halsey come on stage to perform with her as well.
Now, any of the artists... or really anyone in this room wants is to create something that will last, whatever it is in life. And the fact that this is an award that celebrates a decade of hard work and of art and of fun and memories, all that matters to me is the memories that I have had with...
Okay.
So she did make it a point during that speech to thank her record label for allowing her to make whatever music that she wants to make. That was obviously a reference to her feud with Big Machine and Scooter Braun. And on Friday, Scooter Braun released a screenshot of like a note in his phone. And it was a direct message to Taylor Swift because him and his family have been receiving death threats. And he said, you know, I know this was probably not your intention, but I hope you understand that your words carry weight. And I hope that we can fix this. But yeah, big stuff there. Other big winners of the night, Billie Eilish. She won for New Artist of the Year. BTS nabbed 3 awards. Halsey won for Favorite Pop Rock Song with Without Me. And Selena Gomez opened the show with her 2 new songs, Lose You to Love Me and Look at Her Now. Not the best performance ever from Selena, but I have to say that when you're putting songs out and you're performing it for the first time that are that personal, maybe emotions got caught up.
Yeah, we love our Selena. We were just happy to see her back on stage again doing what she loves.
Yeah. And I have to say, it sounded better in person. Okay. I heard it from somebody's iPhone.
Okay.
Frozen 2 was a big winner at the box office this weekend, bringing in $127 million.
Okay. Well, let's play Can't Beat the Wren. 704-570-9595. She has 16 wins. Call now. Take Loren down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Ryan. Welcome to the Manny, Ryan, Loren Morning Show.
Hi. How are you guys?
Great. How are you? You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
I'm excited.
All right. Let's see how you do.
All right. Great. Loren, you can get out, please.
I'm going.
All right. Loren is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. Here we go. Ryan in Wesley Chapel. The AMAs were last night, and Justin Bieber's ex opened up the show with 2 new songs that were both very clearly about him. Who is that?
Selena Gomez.
And Justin Timberlake was caught holding hands with his co-star, but sources insist that there was absolutely nothing to it. We wonder what his wife has to say about all that. Who would she be?
Jessica Biel.
Taylor Swift was last night's big winner at the AMA. She walked away with 5 trophies, making her the artist with the most AMA wins of all time. She just passed Janet Jackson's late brother. Who is he?
Michael Jackson.
Frozen 2 won big at the box office this weekend. It features the characters Elsa and this snowman.
Olaf.
Question 5. Will Ferrell was hilarious as the host of Saturday Night Live. He starred in Anchorman as what character?
Ron Burgundy.
All right, come on in, Loren. By the way, SNL was awesome this weekend.
Yeah, well, that's good. He got them all correct. I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. The AMAs were last night, and Justin Bieber's ex opened up the show with her two new songs. Both were very clearly about him. Her name is
Selena Gomez.
And Justin Timberlake was caught holding hands with his co-star, but sources insist that there's absolutely nothing to it. But we wonder what his wife would have to say about that. If we wanted to contact his wife, who would we call?
Jessica Biel.
Taylor Swift was last night's big winner at the AMA. She walked away with 5 trophies, making her the artist with the most AMA wins of all time, passing Janet Jackson's late brother.
Michael Jackson.
Frozen 2 won big at the box office. It features the characters Elsa and this snowman.
The snowman's name is Olaf.
And question 5. Will Ferrell was hilarious as the host of SNL, and he starred in Anchorman as what character?
Ron Burgundy.
The man against Ryan, you got them all correct. It's a tie.
Ryan, great job.
Thank you.
You know what we want to hear before we let you go, though?
I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing.
Alright, thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So, there's this thing called a turkey drop. And if you've never heard of it, it's when you drop news on the family at Thanksgiving. Our producer, Nicole, will she have a turkey drop of her own? Is that moment coming this week? We're going to find out and get more of what's going on in Nicole's life in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The person who works behind the scenes to make us sound good, her name is Nicole Weaver. And
if I didn't want my full name out there?
Well, then you should probably change your social media that your listeners follow.
Yeah, good point. All right. Thought I'd throw you a curveball. Never mind.
That was quick.
He was on his feet.
I know.
So there's a thing called the turkey drop, where you drop information on the family. And sometimes it's big news. Sometimes it's celebrations. Sometimes it could be a wide range of things. And we think that you could be having a turkey drop with your family coming soon.
I mean, honestly, at any point of the year, when I go visit my mom's side of the family, I'm always at risk of a turkey drop because I'm a completely different person when I cross the border to South Carolina than I am here in North Carolina.
What do you call them? By the way, what happened to your glasses?
I don't want to talk about it. They broke.
Yeah, you only have one, what's that, like earpiece?
I get it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm looking at the side without the earpiece.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call grandma?
Mama.
Mama. So mama doesn't know that you have tats. She doesn't know that you have a shaved head.
I think she knows that now, but every time I go, it's a process. So it's been about over a week since I've gotten my undercut, like, cleanly shaved. And I usually like to get that done once every 7 to 9 days, and I'm hitting, like, day 12.
You also wear your hair down when you go see Mama, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes. Like, right now, my hair is super long, like the Christina Aguilera long. Mm-hmm. And so I'll wear it. I'll put it down, and I'll wear it, like, in a short bun.
Whoa, who are you?
I'm telling you. Like,
well, she just put her hair down, y'all. She looks like a different person.
Like, Wonder Woman.
So I'll
transformation.
Put my hair down in a low bun, and I'll let my undercut grow out so it blends in.
Okay.
Oh.
So Mama doesn't know.
Mama
doesn't know the secret. She doesn't know that you date women.
Nope.
And why this year for the turkey drop? Why has it even crossed your mind? Because we talked about this off the air last week, and we said, well, let's, you know, let our fam in on what's going on in your life.
Yeah, so she probably won't know about that, those choices. I'm just going to leave that to myself. But the problem is I am covered in tattoos, my legs, both my arms, to literally almost my wrist on both. Now, because I have my Cam Newton tattoo, I physically have to wear a watch to cover this up at all times. Now, it's a little odd when you wake up at 6 a.m, go to have coffee, and you have to have a watch on. And now that it's November, it's not as odd to wear long sleeves and long pants.
When you go visit her in the summer, it's a real bear.
Yes, it's awful. Visits happen a lot more in November, December than they do July.
Because you wear long sleeves and cover yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're maybe considering telling her that you have the tattoos in the undercut.
Yeah.
Not telling, just showing, or?
Uh-huh. Like, maybe, so here's what I'm thinking. I'll start with the long sleeves, so I look like an angel, and then I will slightly raise my left sleeve.
Okay.
So I have a wing on my forearm. It's a big wing. I can say it's for Jesus.
It's for Jesus. It's an angel, Momo. It's for it's an angel.
Oh, he is risen.
Yes. Yep. Yes, ma'am. Praise be.
How far are we going to go?
So this is what I'm thinking. I start here. So now in eyesight is my Cameron Newton tattoo, which love Cam Newton. I'll just say this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And then I have my Jesus wing. And here, like this might be a good start. I have my left arm out, two visible tattoos. Maybe that's Wednesday.
What will it take for you to show Grandma all your tats? Would that be at all part of the turkey drop, or is it just this little tiny tease glimpse?
Is your grandmother in good health?
You're gonna give her a heart attack.
Yeah,
it's a fair question.
You know, I think it at this point to know about all the tats, it would take really me wanting to. I mean, I don't see my family that much, so it would be me willing to dive into an actual conversation of having to explain myself.
Okay.
And B, my mom giving me her blessing to, because she's the one that's got to deal with that.
Could you imagine, like, she shows the tattoos and Mama's like, oh, gosh, just what's wrong with you? I mean, next thing you're going to tell me is you're gay. Mama, sit down.
Let me tell you.
This next part ain't good.
If that happened, I would drive to Food Lion. I would find a man, and I would say, you come home with me right now.
Really?
That much?
I mean, I used to. So my best friend in college, her name's Bree, but she's got short hair, so she gets mistaken for a man a lot. And at one point, she showed up on a calendar, a picture of her and I. My hair was down, and she was beside me. So my grandma goes, is this your boyfriend? And without even reaction, my mom was like, yes.
All right, so Nicole's turkey drop is going to be showing Grandma her tattoos. So we want to know, are you planning a turkey drop where you're going to break some news at the Thanksgiving dinner table, or have you already done so?
704-570-9595. Call right now.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
The turkey drop. When you drop some information onto your family on Thanksgiving, Nicole may be dropping one of those turkey bombs with her grandma showing the tattoos.
She said little by little, she's going to inch up her arm. And by the way, our Nicole is covered with more tats than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So to show Mama a little by little that she's got tattoos, that's step one. Step two would be to show her hair. She wears it up and it's shaved.
Mm-hmm.
And then step three, eventually at some point in the turkey drop world, she's going to tell her that she dates women.
Right.
Mama's not ready for that just yet.
By the way, I don't know if Nicole will ever tell Mama that.
I think you should just rip the band-aid. Like, if you're going to do a little bit, you might as well, if you're going to make her upset, you might as well just.
Yeah, it's like, oh, is your little toe hurting? Let me step on your big toe so that you're ignoring the little toe now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk with Salem and Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. You're in the same boat as Nicole.
I am. I am covered in tattoos and have an undercut, and my grandparents know nothing about either.
Your parents or your grandparents?
It's my grandparents.
So do you do the same thing that Nicole does? You wear your hair down, long sleeves?
Yep. Eskimo in the summertime. It's miserable.
And Grandma, Grandpa...
My grandparents have a pool, and I can't use it. It sucks.
But do you ever go in, and they're like, honey, aren't you hot? Like, take off your jacket.
I do, but my grandpa is like, I don't know, he's super weird in his ways, and so he wears sweaters in the summer. So, it's okay. I don't know. They're weird.
Well, you know, it's funny. Your grandparents have the pool. Producer Nicole's grandma lives like a block from the beach, right, Nicole? So, like...
No. She lives like 30 minutes from the beach.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought she was in Myrtle Beach, right on the beach.
It's in Myrtle Beach, but not that close.
Okay. Because that would be interesting, too. Your grandma would be like, why don't you go to the beach and catch some waves?
Oh, I mean, the last time I visited in the summertime, my mom and I made a day trip to the beach. And it's actually on my Instagram, like, highlight. It's called my grandma uniform. It is literally the transformation of me seeing my grandma in the morning, her not being concerned at all about what I'm wearing, and then me leaving, getting in the car, taking everything off, switching into what like shorts and stuff, and then it, switching back in before I get back.
This is so interesting to me.
I love that when Nicole sees her grandma, she has to dress up like she's from, you know, the 1930s, clothing from neck to toes. You know,
just it's terrible. It's so terrible.
I know. Well,
I
so
the same thing. I bring jackets and socks and.
But what do you think would happen if they ever found out?
I know. It's your life, and you guys are over 18. You realize that, right? Like
I do, but I'm telling you, I told Nicole that when I got my nose pierced, when I turned 18 and graduated high school, I got my nose pierced and went and told my grandparents, and my grandpa had to sit down.
Yeah, here's the thing.
He was so upset.
There is a different era, and it's like those people that are like 102, and it's like, I smoke 10 packs and drink Dr. Pepper every day. You don't change that. You know what I mean? Because when they're old, you don't change things with old people.
You can't just change old.
You just let them live whatever
you
they're
just
living.
Just wait it out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You do.
I like that Grandpa had to sit. He was so, that'd be so dramatic, Pops. Papaw. All right. And your parents, what are your parents? Because, like, Nicole's mom is like, oh, let's, you know, let it's best that Mama doesn't need to know. You know, is that the same boat your parents are in?
Well, but my parents are divorced, and my mom has a lot of tattoos, and my grandparents let me know how they feel about it.
Okay.
And so that's kind of scary to me, too, just that they, like, they have nothing to do with my mom anymore.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, my dad's parents.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just, it's not fun, and I just don't want to go down that road.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Listen.
And I only see them a couple times a year, so it's like, why ruin that moment when I... You know, when I can just cover up and be myself the rest of the year. So
when you know how old people tell you the race of everyone involved in every story?
Sure.
You know, yes. they always do that.
Yeah.
You don't throw progressive things at the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
People, you just
no,
you don't. You don't do
you
that.
Don't.
All right,
that's just wishing for a bad time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam. Happy Thanksgiving and enjoy your week too. Okay, all right, thanks. You too. Yeah, turkey drops. You guys, are you planning on dropping any information this Thanksgiving, or did someone drop some information last Thanksgiving? Did you see the text message that we got, Loren, from 704? My turkey drop this year is going to be telling the family that I'm going through egg donation for a family who can't have children.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
awesome.
A good one.
Yeah.
To bring up.
That is a good one.
You know, so. All right. Nicole will give us an update next Monday when we're back after Thanksgiving. We'll find out how it went with her turkey drop. Lorraine's got a look at the dirty coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Yes. I'll get you all caught up on the AMAs from last night. And there's new reports that Gabrielle Union was actually fired from her job on America's Got Talent. I'll break down all the details.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Gabrielle Union was let go from America's Got Talent. And now there's reports coming out on possibly why. So an NBC source said that Gabrielle's contract was not renewed, even though she was the number one talent on the show. She had the highest rankings in popularity of all of the judges, but apparently Gabrielle was fired for speaking up against problematic racism and sexism behind the scenes, which is the same report that Nick Cannon gave from walking away from the show.
Wow.
Julian Hough also not returning. So now the only two that we know for sure will be on next season is Howie and Terry Crews.
You're going to have to pry Howie out of that seat.
For sure. He's not going anywhere.
With as much bad things going on behind the scenes, I hope he says something and addresses it, though.
Yeah.
I hope
he's not the one doing it.
Right? Oh,
you know?
Good gosh. I hope not. He's like Al Roker to me.
Right.
You know, like
he would be devastated.
Yeah, Al does no wrong.
Yeah, but also Al plays both sides a lot, and I think Howie probably does too.
Yeah.
You know, Howie doesn't want to shake up
rock the boat
too much, so he's just going to, like, just stay in my lane.
Yep.
All right. So The Rock and Danny DeVito crashed a wedding while they were in Cabo San Lucas. They were out doing some banging back some shots of tequila, overheard the wedding, and decided to walk in on it. So the bride's jaw was obviously on the floor, but the whole wedding party loved it. They went nuts. And Danny DeVito gave the groom some questionable marriage advice, saying, if you get a big house, you won't have to bump into her.
Danny DeVito is really, really funny.
Yeah.
It's Always Funny in Philadelphia. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is an awesome show.
Mm-hmm. And Justin Timberlake was caught holding hands, if you missed this, in the 730 Dirty. He is filming a movie right now in New Orleans, and he was caught with his co-star. She had her hand on his leg. They were holding hands at some point. Now, we watched the whole video in here. He is just, like, annihilated. And maybe the still shots look worse than they are.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about this, like, because the girl who pulled him out was not the girl in the photo, was not his co-star. But, like, maybe that was, like, her holding his hand to, like, try to pull him up. Because it wasn't, their hands were not interlocked.
It's not like he was doing anything loving. It's like he was just very touchy as a drunk person.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, her hand was on his leg. So, like, maybe her hand was on the leg to say, like, hey, it's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to,
you know, because when I first saw the still pictures, I was like, oh, this doesn't look good for Justin.
No, but everybody was trying to get him out.
Yeah.
Because he was not handling life well.
So, after seeing the video, maybe I've changed my
JT could do no wrong.
All right. The big winners at the AMAs last night. Of course, Taylor Swift walked away with 5 categories and the Artist of the Decade Award. So 6 total for her. Then Billie Eilish, she nabbed Best New Artist of the Year. BTS walked away with 3 awards. Halsey got an award. It was a big night for Selena Gomez. She opened the AMAs. A little pitchy, but maybe that was due to nerves. And Lizzo was, I mean, phenomenal as always. And then Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes gave a steamy performance of Senorita as well, where they were teasing the audience that they were going to kiss and it never quite happened.
We have a second. Can I play a clip of Post Malone playing with Ozzy?
Absolutely.
And Travis Scott?
All right. Yeah.
This is from the AMAs. Post Malone, me, Ozzy Osbourne.
The guy who goes,
you can understand him singing better than you can speaking.
Yes,
bro.
I never knew that.
Phil Collins, one of my favorite artists who just came here not too long ago. When you hear him speak, he's like, you know, you can hardly hear him because of his thick accent. But then all of a sudden he goes, I remember. I remember. Don't worry. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Ozzy's good, man.
All right.
All right, Loren, what's trending? What's hot? What should everyone get their hands on? What does Loren like today?
Okay. So typically when you put a pop socket on your phone, it's like locked in one place, which I can't stand it. I have a pop socket on my phone right now, and I love the pop socket, but I can't put the phone and rest it on my shoulder because the pop socket's right in the middle. I found a pop socket that you can move up and down on your phone. So when you need it in the middle, you can use it in the middle. And it slides when you want to just talk on your phone and be able to keep it on your shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's really cool. It is by Pop Socket. We'll have all the information up for you at kiss951.com.
Online retailers are losing $2 billion a year because of this. And I think every single one of us in this room, even extending out to producer Nicole, are probably guilty of doing this. Why we're hurting online retailers in $2 billion in their pocket every year, we'll explain coming up in less than 10 minutes. You got to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Congratulations to UNCC. The football team, Roy, is bowl eligible for the first time in their history.
I saw that. So exciting.
Yeah. I know a lot of Niners are heading off to early morning classes, although they might be off this week, actually. Come to think of it. Nicole, were you guys off the whole week of Thanksgiving, or did you have class up to Wednesday?
I'm pretty sure we were off the whole week of Thanksgiving.
I think so, too. So, anyway, congratulations to those guys, and UNCC, we're proud of you guys.
Yes, very.
So, something is happening with online retailers that is making them lose out on a minimum of $2 billion a year, according to the article I read.
I can't believe that, because I do all of my shopping online, and if I can't get it on Amazon, I don't want it or need it.
Every year, the average American backs out of an average of 96 online purchases halfway through the buying.
Oh, well, maybe I do that.
I do that.
I told you we all did it.
Maybe I do that.
But you think you do it 96 times a year? That number to me seemed high.
Probably, especially because of the bigger items. Like, I did it two times this morning. One was for a new pair of shoes, and the other one was a new pair of a new pot for a plant, and I backed out of it and didn't buy it.
I have a TV that I backed out of about 10 times. I want to get this TV, but I keep thinking that the price is going to go down, and it does. And then I get to, like, I'm, like, ready to press, and I'm like, no, I'm going to get a better price on this in a week. I just know it.
Yeah.
So I backed out on that, but the average American backs out of 96 online purchases. A survey of 2,000 Americans conducted by One Poll found that over half of Americans would frustratingly back out of the purchase because the checkout process pushed them to a new tab or window.
Mm.
Americans also hate going through the extra verification measures.
Oh, you know what I'm really guilty of? If I can't, like on my computer, I have my card saved, or I can use PayPal. If I can't do either of those, I'm out.
You're not going to get your card.
If I have to go find my wallet, I'm not doing it.
No kidding. I agree with you. Over half of the respondents said they're less likely to go through with a purchase if they're prompted to receive an SMS code on their phone to prove it's them. 51% have backed out of buying something because the checkout process frustrated them. The survey also said that a lot of people had shopping envy and the process took too long and therefore stopped shopping because the process just took too long. So they realized they didn't want the item as much as they did. They weren't as envious as they were when they first started to get the item. So
got to make it quick. We've got a short attention span.
Don't you think it'll be fun to hear from people, like, what was the big purchase that you were ready to buy, but you backed out and you left it? And it's either stayed in your shopping cart or you just deleted it altogether.
704-570-9595.
What's your big purchase that you backed out of online? And it's funny, too, by the way, if it's still in the shopping cart, it's been there since, like, you know, July. And it's just sitting in the shopping cart. Amanda has that in her Amazon cart.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Her Amazon cart is filled with stuff from, like, probably months ago. And it's not even on the wish list. It's just like, I'm going to do it.
And is she ever going to do it?
She does do it, yeah.
Okay.
How about Alexa the other day was blinking yellow?
Okay.
So I asked her what was up.
I said, Alexa, hey, why are you blinking yellow?
I did. And she goes, I'm telling you that you normally buy diapers this time of year or this time of month. Do you need diapers? Do you want me to order them again? She was following my patterns.
Have you seen where tell Alexa to do ha 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 and she sounds really creepy when she does it back?
No, but I'd like to.
You know, we have to get an Alexa to try it. But
perfect.
You ask her to say ha 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 and she goes ha 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 ha.
Oh, okay. Maybe somebody can play that for us after 9 this morning. All right, your big purchase. We want to hear from you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So have you ever backed out of a big purchase?
Yeah, like an online purchase.
You know, and Meany, you brought that up this morning, and at first when I heard it, I was like, oh, I don't do that. And then I'm like, oh, I do. Like, just twice this morning, I was going to buy shoes and then a pot for plants, and then I'm like, okay, no, Roy, you have a problem. Stop. Don't need that. You don't need to drop $100 this morning that you don't have.
But you started the process.
Yes.
And so, according to this article, the average American backs out of 96 online purchases every year, leaving about $2 billion
on the table
for retailers, you know, online retailers. And Kelly's in Huntersville. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey.
So,
how are you?
Good, good. So are you someone who backs out of online purchases?
All the time. So recently my husband needed all new work clothes. He's a chef and so he wanted new jackets, new pants. And so I went through the process, had everything in the cart, and it was over $300 roughly. And there was no free shipping and I couldn't find an online code, so I backed out and went to a different site.
There you go.
Well, someone said, Kelly, I'm glad that you're on, because someone sent a text message from 704 and said, I heard that if you put an item in your cart and you just leave it sit there for a while, the company can see that and will send you either a coupon or lower the price of the item.
Oh,
I believe that.
Tari does that all the time. I had to get my daughter a new car seat. We were in a car accident. Her car seat was bad, so we had to get her a new seat. And I left the car seat sitting in the cart for a couple of days, and it dropped it by $100. And then I had a 20% off coupon.
That is a good nugget. Thanks, Kelly.
Anytime I have to buy furniture, I do that. Okay. If you can buy it online, I'll leave it in the cart for a few days, or I'll leave the website open.
Mm. And that works.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I do reviews to pay for shipping.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
If you do reviews, you get free shipping?
No, I refuse. I refuse to pay shipping.
Oh, yeah.
In the world of Amazon, I'm not doing it.
And by the way, the item usually comes within the window that you would pay for anyway for free. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I mean? Like if you were going to pay for 3-day shipping, if you just did free shipping, it'll be there in 3 days.
This is Tatiana in Charlotte.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What'd you back out of?
So we didn't back out. We built a Tesla online. You know how you can order and customize it with the colors and the features. And then at the very end, it shows you the total price. So my husband and I were like, well, you know, that's not the price that we thought it would be. So it's just kind of sitting there until budget allows. So not backing out, but just waiting. Maybe Elon will give us a discount. Probably not. But hey.
I mean, Tatiana, you know you're not going to be able to buy a Tesla for 10 grand.
Right.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. So you have one sitting there.
No, we already have one. Oh. So we got one 3 years ago, and we love it so much, but it's not performance, and I really want a performance one.
Okay.
So I customized it and built it, but...
She wants a loyalty discount.
Right. Lorenz, say hi to your neighbor.
Right? Returning customer, maybe?
Yeah.
No.
Tatiana, you live in that gated community by Lorenz Chateau,
don't
huh?
I live in a gated community.
Thanks, Tatiana. Yes, she does.
I do not.
This is Leah in Gastonia.
Hey.
Are you part of the $2 billion left on the table because you back out of purchases online?
No, we bought something on a website, a leather reclining love seat, and hope to have it for Thanksgiving. We paid $1,500 for it. The next week, it went on sale for $1,350, and it's already been shipped, and there's nothing we can do.
You can't call the company and be like, hey, I'm just going to return it.
And then buy the discounted.
I mean, the return fee is actually more than the difference of the price.
The return fee?
To restock it.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, what company are you working with?
Well, the Mayfair. Or Wayfair, I'm sorry.
Wayfair, yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know. Wayfair's usually pretty good about their customer service, too.
Yeah, maybe she should have
fight
asked.
That, yeah.
Boy, I literally have Wayfair pulled up. I was already shopping this morning. I'm closing that window. This is Ian in Charlotte.
Ian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy. Are you part of the $2 billion that leave money on the table because you back out of your purchase?
Oh, yes. It was a couple nights ago. I don't know if you guys saw my feed or not. I bought an old muscle car. I bought a 72 Camaro, and I was shopping for some leather racing seats for the front. And I get to the cart. I set up my account, create my password so I can be a returning customer. And then it says, oh, don't forget the seat adapters. So I'm like, oh, okay, seat adapters, $140 a seat. So it adds an extra $280 to my $1,000 purchase, and I backed out. And then, like, the night after, it was like, hey, something go wrong? We're still here waiting for you. And I was like, yeah, thanks for that.
That's true. Sometimes you'll see stuff in your email that'll be like, hey, don't forget about the, you know, Nike shoes that you want to buy. They're sitting in the cart.
We know you love this.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Yeah.
But that's when a coupon code would come in or free shipping. Like, that might put you over the edge and go, okay, now I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Roy, you want to see if someone has an Alexa readily available?
I do, because evidently I heard that Alexa does this weird ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'll explain more after Marshall and Cambridge.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So I was on TikTok, which you should follow us at the MRL Show. And
a cool new app, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
It's where everyone's at.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that there's all these videos of people doing a thing with Alexa where you say, hey, Alexa, Simon says, ha, 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 ha. And Alexa does not know how to handle ha, ha, ha's.
Can we find someone? We don't have ours here. Can somebody call us? Nicole, maybe you can find someone with an Alexa. Sorry for setting all yours off. We'll refer to her as her from now on. But if you have her, can you call us real quick, 704-570-9595, so we can test this?
Because I don't know if it's just like an online TikTok prank, you know what I mean? They're just trying to get viral hits.
Right.
Or if this is like, or if like Amazon really didn't know how to program ha ha ha's into the Echo.
Well, yeah. What's so strange about it?
Well, let me play you a little bit of the audio.
Okay.
Alexa, Simon says, ah ha 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 ha, ah ha ha ha, ah ha 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 ha, ah ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
You get this.
Whoa.
It's like she shut down.
Yeah. It's like she broke.
Alexa, are you okay?
That's how I laugh sometimes if I do like a nice laugh for people that I'm like, ah.
With the pity laugh.
Yeah. 704-570-9595 if you have her readily available and you can do this little experiment with us so we can hear it first generation. Maybe they got a patch that fixed it.
Maybe, but I think that's so interesting.
Kind of sounds like Cam. Remember, by the way, tonight, I'm fortunate enough to once again be hosting Cam Newton's Thanksgiving Jam, where he's going to be giving 1,300 kids from different YMCAs all across the area Thanksgiving dinner tonight.
Yeah.
But last year, I caught up with him, and I said, hey, give me your best gobble. Listen to Cam Alexa.
That's a gobble.
That was supposed to be a gobble.
That is not a gobble.
I swear that's his gobble. We played that last year. You forgot about it.
Cam, we didn't say a dying turkey.
Yeah. So I said, Cam, give me your best gobble, right? And so he did that, and I kept my phone. Like, I was recording my phone, so I kept it by his face, and I was like, okay, whenever you're ready. He's like, no, that was it. I was like, oh. Funny stuff.
That is funny.
All right, dating terms that you need to know for 2020. We're going to get into that coming up in just about 2 minutes. And also looking for someone who's got an Alexa who will let us do the ha 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 ha.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, I think it's hard to date in Charlotte. Glad I don't have to be part of it. But yep. I have lots of people in my life who are, and I hear stories.
Is your au pair Elena still on Tinder?
Yes. And with those stories comes all these dating terms that I need to, like, brush up on because I'm like, well, I don't. It's like you're trying to speak to me. I know it, but I don't understand what you're saying. So we found a list of dating terms that you'll need to know in 2020. Flea bagging is one of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this is when you constantly date people who are not right for you. They're the flea bags.
Okay. I thought it was a D, not a flea.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I call them.
D-bagging.
Yeah.
Dial toning. It's when somebody gives you their number, but when you text them, they never respond.
Hmm.
So it's like the old school dial tone.
By the way, speaking of dial toning, our phones are down. So sorry, we had somebody who had an Alexa on, but our phones are dead.
This one
we're dial toning
is called cosplaying,
but
not like that kind of cosplay.
Oh.
Right? This is like for a cause. So it's when an ex gets back in touch with you to ask you to donate to a charity or cause they support.
Okay.
Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, because that's hard to say no.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the store and they go, would you like to round up for a dollar for the food pantry? And you go,
It depends on if there's someone behind you or not.
True.
Eclipsing. It's when somebody takes a serious interest in their partner's interest or hobbies. So like Game of Thrones. That's called eclipsing.
Yeah. There's something to that.
Let's see. Yellow carding. This is a positive in a sea of negative dating terms. It's when you call somebody out for poor dating etiquette. You give them a yellow card. Like
in soccer.
Yes.
Right, Roy?
Okay.
Well, you know soccer, you get the yellow card.
Right. And green card, blue card. There's other
green card. Green card is something totally different.
Yeah, that's for people that are coming in from other countries.
Oh.
Typecasting, of course. I think we all know what that is, right? You date the same person over and over and over again. You typecast them.
You had a type.
Me?
I mean, that you're married now, but didn't you always date like older guys?
Yeah. I definitely dated not around my age bracket because I couldn't stand guys that were the same age as me. I just feel like I was always an older soul, and I didn't have a lot in common with people my age at that point. Friends, yeah, but guys, no.
Back when I lived in California, and maybe it was because I missed my parents and I missed family life, I dated a lot of single moms because I liked having the company of, like, the family,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I dated, like, 3 or 4 single moms. I had a type.
Okay.
Mom, are you divorced with kids?
All right.
I'm here for you.
And the last one that you will need to know for 2020, the dating terms, is glamboozled. It's when you get all dressed up for a date and somebody stands you up. You got glamboozled.
Boo. That's the worst. All right. There's a whole bunch of them, and it's all up at kiss951.com. You can go check it out there.
Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.